The trustees of reservations enjoy and care for more than 100 special places, nearly 25,000 acres all around Massachusetts. As everything starts blooming, we're going to learn what's happening at the trustees sites this spring. We are joined by trustees general manager for the Southern Berkshires, Brian Cruey, and engagement site managers Carrie Ann Petrick Huff and Andrea Kaluri. Thank you very much for being with us. It's very nice to have you all here.
Thank you. It's great to be here. I'm a little starstruck. I'm like, is this where Rosemary Romero sits?
You are in the chair that Rosemary sits in.
Wow.
You are in the chair, my friend. All right. So, Brian, tell us how did this whole thing get started? How did you become trustees of the reservations?
So 125 years ago, Charles Eliot had this great idea of preserving and conserving special places and lands across the state of Massachusetts. That tradition has continued now, and we are lucky enough to manage 116 properties across the state, and that's everything from beaches to campgrounds to historic homes to national landmarks like Bartholomew's Cobble, which Carrie Ann's going to tell us a little bit about in a minute.
Okay. So of all of these people and all of these sites, do you pick them? They pick you? How does that work?
A little bit of both. We're always kind of on the lookout for critical lands that are in need of protecting and special places that we think fit in with our mission, which is to protect special places across the state of Massachusetts for everyone, forever, for public enjoyment. So it's a little bit of both.
So I will talk to both of you on this, but what is an engagement site manager? What do you see your role as being?
Well, as an engagement site manager for the Northwest region, my role is really to plan public programs and to engage the communities that are around the properties where we do our public programming. So it's a lot of really thinking about how our sites are a part of that cultural heritage locally and throughout the state, and thinking about ways to really provide meaningful experiences for people on our properties.
How do you define a meaningful experience?
A meaningful experience, in my opinion, is engaging with nature in a way that's positive and fun, as well as our historic sites, too.
And let people know what's going on.
Yes, absolutely. Let them know what we're doing, what type of programming we're offering, just really thinking about a variety of ways to get people outside and, experiencing these special places.
Carrie Ann, how would you answer that question?
I think that being an engagement site manager means that we have to be experts at engagement. We have to know who the people are in our communities and find ways that our properties can help meet their needs and help expand their experience of their community. So being in the Southern Berkshires, we have one of the most beautiful landscapes, I think, in Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. So we do incredible work just offering families, children, adults opportunities to come outside, see our properties, have time with their families in a really beautiful space where they get to connect with nature.
Want to highlight some of the events going on. Let's talk about, you mentioned this, the Bartholomew's Cobble and the Wildflower Festival. So what's going on there?
So the Wildflower Festival is a really exciting time. Our flowers at the Cobble are outstanding right now. It's like a magical treasure hunt when you get to walk through the forest with a guide on a wildflower tour, which happens at 10, 12, and 2 every day through May 7th. And it's an incredible opportunity to get to know more about our forests and our environment. These wildflowers are so important as early sources for our native pollinators. So without them, we wouldn't have all of the amazing honeys that we have and all of the bees. So it's a great time to come out to Bartholomew's Cobble in Sheffield.
So what is Bartholomew's Cobble? By the way, I love that name. Could that be more British? That is great.
Yeah.
Bartholomew's Cobble.
We call it Bart's Cobble for short, because it's a mouthful.
It is a great name. So Bartholomew's Cobble is this spectacular property right on the border with Connecticut. And it is the Housatonic River runs through it, the Housatonic River is at its largest lumbering stage. So we run canoe trips in June, July, and August through there. And we also have canoe and kayak rentals there. And it's just really flat water, beautiful through gorgeous farmland. And then we have this incredible rock, which is our cobble. And because of our metamorphic history, we have these really complex soil types, which allow us to have really diversified plant types in one place. And then we have the most spectacular view of looking up north into the Berkshires. And on a clear day, you can see all the way to Vermont. But it's up this gentle 20-minute path to this gorgeous mountain field. And anybody can walk up there. It's so accessible. So we have mountain views, forest trails, and river all in this 309 acres.
That's a gorgeous explanation or description. Home Sweet Home, open house day in May. What house will be open?
So across the state, actually, we'll have quite a few historic homes. In western Massachusetts, we have historic houses in the southern Berkshires. Carrie Ann O'Brien can talk a little bit more about those homes. And then in the hill towns of western Massachusetts, the William Cullen Bryant Homestead will be open, and that's in Cumington, Massachusetts. It's actually the childhood home and summertime residence of the poet, conservationist, and abolitionist William Cullen Bryant. And on that day, each historic site has a different schedule of activities that really highlight this year's theme, the language of nature, where we're really looking at our special places, our cultural sites that have to do with places that inspired writers and artists of the past to creatively make art or to write poetry. So the homestead, for example, is a really lovely place to sort of see that interconnection between nature and writing.
And there are homes all across the state.
That's right. And in the southern Berkshires, we have Nomkeag, which is the Choate family estate, built in 1885, and has these amazing gardens, which we just finished restoring, a $4 million garden restoration, which we completed last year with the opening of the Chinese Garden. It's incredible. If you haven't been there in a while, you need to come back and see it. It's been transformative for the property. And we also have Mission House and Ashley House. And again, those are all going to be open for free on May 20th for anyone who wants to come.
When I want to get to some of the other events here, too, and talk about Mother's Day and a couple of other things that are happening, including Earth Day. But so how do you work with the state of Massachusetts itself?
We're independent from the states. We don't receive any funding from the state of Massachusetts. We are funded through our membership. We have over 130,000 members across the state of Massachusetts. But
is a lot of it state land?
No, it's all privately owned.
It's all privately owned.
Yes, that's
okay.
Correct. That's all correct.
Right. So in cases where there would be, I guess this is one of the things I was trying to figure out, which in New York State, if you have an historic home and then the state has some sort of state historical site, then this is run differently because these are private spots. So those are taken care of by the state, and this is what kind of fills in the blanks.
That's right. So we're a nonprofit organization. We operate and manage these properties independent from the state.
All right. Earth Day, what do you got going on?
Yes, well, we have quite a bit going on. At least in the hill towns, we'll be leading an Earth Day hike at the Bryant Homestead, which actually goes through old growth forest. It's really quite spectacular. We have ancient specimens of hemlock, a giant cherry tree, one of the tallest stands of eastern white pine. And again, thinking about that theme of the language of nature, we'll be taking folks out on that hike on the Rivulet Trail at the homestead, and we'll be reading Thoreau as well as Bryant as a way to sort of commemorate how these two writers really celebrated the natural landscape. I don't know, other activities going on in the Southern Berkshires?
Well, at the Southern Berkshires, we have specifically, again, at Bartholomew's Cobble, we have our tours going on at 10, 12, and 2, and we have different art activities for folks who come there. But the Trustees has programs going on all across Massachusetts that if folks are interested, they can go to thetrustees.org, and all of our Earth Day programs are up on the website.
When you look at we'll give that information out at the end of the segment too, so people can know and can find out and do planning. So really, it never stops. So you have Earth Day, and then you'll have open house and Mother's Day, and so it's always going on. You're looking for any opportunity to bring people out to do things on these spots.
That's
the Trustees
right.
is the go-to place in Massachusetts and for our, you know, border communities of Connecticut and New York, for when folks are looking for more, not just to go and take a walk, if they want a value-added experience, so to speak, of being able to explore cultural and recreational properties. We have everything from Notch View, which is our 3,000-acre cross-country ski facility, to beaches out in Ipswich, to incredible mountain views, to historic houses. So the Trustees really has it all.
And it never stops. It's 7 days a week. It's year-round programming. Like, we really, you know, try to be present, you know, throughout the year and create those opportunities whenever you're looking for something to do.
Where's the home office?
There's a couple. Our home office for the Trustees, the organization, is in Boston. We have an office in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. And we just opened a new office in Florence, yeah. Massachusetts, for the Northern Berkshires and the West Region.
Yes.
So, and this goes back to a question that I started with, Brian, but just so I understand. So, are you adding property? Are you adding sites? Or is that something
sure.
that you're interested in doing?
Absolutely. You know,
I mean, like, do you drive down the street and say, ooh, we should,
you know,
we should trustee that.
It's true. Yeah, that... sometimes that happens. You know, I'll be driving down on my way to Bart's Cobble, for example. You see a for sale sign on a property that right next door. You absolutely investigate that. But, you know, we are always on the lookout for special places. And just last year, we added the Farm Institute, which was on Martha's Vineyard, and the Fruitlands Museum, which is in Harvard, Massachusetts. So, you know, those are, you know, kind of partnerships that we've made and acquired them and, you know, welcome them into the Trustees family. And, you know, have great programming there now as well.
Good stuff. For any other information, any other cool things coming up that we missed? Or did we get everything?
There's so much cool stuff.
I know, it's impossible to tell you all of it.
That's fine. You can go to thetrustees.org to find out more information. It's all there.
It's all there. Go look.
To learn more about the Trustees of Reservations, they work and the work that they're doing and the events they're planning, visit thetrustees.org. thetrustees.org. That link will be posted along with this interview. Brian Crewe, Carrie Ann Petrikoff, and Adria... I screwed up your first name, not your last name. Andrea Calori, thank you very much for being with us. It's a pleasure, and thank you for the great work you're doing for the state of Massachusetts.
Thank you,
Jill.
It's great to be here.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.